Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties. May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to our silsila, Fulfill Your Duties. Before we commence with our silsila, let us first make good intentions, as it is mentioned in the beautiful ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. So let us make good intentions, as it is mentioned that no reward is given to a person without good deed. And the more righteous intention one makes, the greater reward he will attain. So let us make good intentions that I will watch this silsila for the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I will watch this silsila from the beginning till the end. And whatever Madani pearls I am going to extract from this silsila, I am going to note it down so that I can recall those Madani pearls on a later stage, inshallah azza wa jal. And most importantly, whatever I will learn from this silsila, I will try to practice upon it, as well as I will try to spread its knowledge to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has beautifully stated that the one who recites Durud-e Pak upon me once, Allah azza wa jal grants him 10 blessings, and Allah azza wa jal forgives 10 of his sins, and Allah azza wa jal will elevate his status 10 times. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamun alayki ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, today in our silsila we have Muballigh Da'wat Islami Mawlana Riyaz Al-Madani Sahab with us. Mawlana Sahab, we welcome you in our silsila. Khushandid, ahlan wa sahlan. Alhamdulillah, he has also prepared few Madani pearls for us, and inshallah, he will also share those Madani pearls with us on later stage. Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, who said, a man was blessed with enormous wealth of this world, and then he lost it all. He then began to praise Allah Azza wa Jal. The only thing he was left with was a mat to lie on. Yet he continued to praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Another rich man came to him and said, what are you praising Allah Azza wa Jal for? You have lost everything. He replied, I thank Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings that I won't get even for the price of all the wealth of the world. The man inquired, what is that? He responded, do you not see your eyes, tongue, hands and feet, as these are also the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from this beautiful narration, we came to know that we should not only thank Allah Azza wa Jal when we are in the state of happiness or when the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is bestowed upon us, but we should thank Allah Azza wa Jal in every circumstances. Make a good intention that no matter whatever the situation and condition is, we will always thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Undoubtedly, by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal, we invite the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we have to analyze at our own self, let us look at our eyes. How great ni'mat and bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal it is. The value of the eye can be understood from a person who cannot see, who is a blind person. He will tell you what is the value and importance of the eye. If you want to know the value of the ear, ask that person who cannot hear, who is deaf. He will tell you the importance of eyes. If you want to know the value of the tongue, ask that person who does not have tongue. Undoubtedly, we can only know about the value of things once we have lost those values. It happens many a times. Many people don't value the ni'mat when they have that ni'mat with them. Alhamdulillah, it is the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has even mentioned in the Holy Quran. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And if you count the favors of Allah, you'll never be able to count them. So undoubtedly, we can never count the favors which Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us. So we should always thank Allah Azza wa Jal in every circumstances, in every condition. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, now we would like to refer towards our Muballigh Da'wat Islami to share some Madani pearls in regards to it.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Alhamdulillah, today's topic is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you have recited the ayat, if you tend to count the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to count them. So many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, so many blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, that we cannot count them. Even if we try to count them, we will not be able to do so. As mentioned in the ayah, doesn't matter in which condition a person is, he should always be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he is facing some loss. He should be patient and he should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the other favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. A person might not have the wealth of the world, but he has so many other favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if he has to spend millions, he will not be able to buy them. It is stated that a needy and deserving person went to a pious person to seek for help, to ask him for some help. He went and he said that, please help me, I don't have anything. So the pious person said that, are you speaking the truth that you don't have anything? The needy person said, yes, I don't have anything, I'm speaking the truth. Please help me. Give me something. So the pious person said to him that, you really don't have anything? You are being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are wrong by saying that you do not have anything. So the needy person said that, I'm speaking the truth, I don't have anything. So the pious person told him that, okay, take 2,000 and chop your hands off, give them to me. So the needy person said, what are you talking about? The money will finish, but I will be disabled and helpless for rest of my life. So he said then, okay, take 4,000 and chop your legs and give them to me. So he said, are you joking with me? I must trade my legs for 4,000. Money will finish. 4,000 will finish very soon, but I will be disabled for rest of my life. The pious person said, okay, give me your eyes, I'll give you 10,000. So the needy person said, what are you talking about? Are you making a joke out of me? If you don't want to give me anything, just tell me clearly, I will go away. Why are you making such conditions that if I have to give my eyes, my legs or my hands, then you will give me something? If you don't want to help me, if you don't want to give me something, then just tell me clearly, I will go away. So the pious person said to him that, I want to explain to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed a lot of favors upon you. Don't say that you don't have anything. You have your legs, you have your eyes, you have your feet, which you will not trade for any prize of this world. Yet you saying that you don't have anything. If you are needy, if you are deserving, and you need something, then ask for it. And don't say that you don't have anything, because you have so many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you will not trade for any prize of this world. You have so great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are invaluable favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are priceless favors and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which you cannot buy for any price of this world. You know, we have so many blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not even think of them and ponder that these are great blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which I cannot get for any price of this world. No, these hands, the feet that we have, the eyes, the ears, these are such great blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do not even direct our attention towards paying gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we ever contemplate over these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we ever ponder over these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these favors and great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we ever say that, Ya Allah, thank you, Ya Allah. All praise is due to Ya Allah that you have granted me these hands, which I can use for many things. Ya Allah, you have granted me legs that I can walk with. Ya Allah, you have granted me eyes that I can see with. Ya Allah, you have granted me ears that I can listen with. These are such great blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us without giving anything in return, without asking Him. These are such great blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet we do not pay attention towards thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these great blessings and favors that Allah has given us. Not only verbally, practically as well. With the body parts, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the body parts? We should use the hands for the lawful things, and we should not restrict the hands from fulfilling the duties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our Muballigh Da'wat Islami has enlightened on this topic in a very beautiful manner. Undoubtedly, we should utilize our body parts in its correct manner. Let us look at our eyes. This is a big ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with an eye? Let us look with our eyes at our parents. We'll get the thawab of ibadat. Let us look at with this eyes at our Pir Murshid. Let us look with this eyes towards the Holy Kaaba and Gumbad-e Khazra of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So we'll get thawab and we'll show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are very thankful to you for blessing us with this great ni'mat of eyes. Likewise for our ears as well. If we listen to songs and music with our ears, then we are doing nafarmani, disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with this very same ears, if we listen to the beautiful naat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we'll listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to the hamd-e bari ta'ala as well as munajat, then this ears will also bring reward and thawab for us. And this will show that, O Allah, we are thanking you that you have blessed us with ears. So we need to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically as well. So if we have our legs, let us utilize our legs towards going the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us utilize our legs towards the marketplace in order to earn halal sustenance. Then this very same walking of ours will become ibadat, and we will show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, we thank you for granting us the ni'mat and bounty like leg. So let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically. And if we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has said in the Holy Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: if you give thanks, I will give you more. Sayyiduna Ali ibn Salih rahmatullah alayhi said, this verse means that if you thank me with obedience and worship, then I will increase your blessings. So meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to increase, but it is now up to us how we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase for us. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. So we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings which are bestowed upon us. Didn't we see many people who were prospering in their life? Their business was going very well. Yet, today they complain that our business is not going well. If we have to look at it, then we will find that those people who were blessed with wealth in past, they never took care of that wealth. They spent it in a wrongful way. And they didn't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they have lost that blessing. But let us look at those people who are blessed and who were blessed with wealth. They thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So till today, they are even being showered with wealth in form of bounty. So we need to always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing which we have today. And it is said that Allah azza wa jal will put barakat for those people who thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
A person should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of prosperity and in times of adversities. It is stated, and being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also a blessing. This is a blessing which is bestowed upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is stated in a hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good for people, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good for people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lengthens their life and inspires them to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah has intended good for a person, then Allah lengthens their life and inspires them to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't matter in which condition he is, which situation he is, whether he is in prosperity or adversity, when he is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his special mercy upon him and increases his blessings upon him. As you have read the ayat of Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that if you will be thankful, I will increase it for you more.
Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, undoubtedly, this ayats of the Holy Quran and our hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam are teaching us that we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have come across one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam which states that the person upon whom Allah azza wa jal grants a blessing and he then wants to continue to have that blessing, then he should abundantly recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So from this hadith we came to know that if we want that blessing to continue to shower upon us, then we should excessively and abundantly recite La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We should always continue to make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even by doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is said that the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleans one's heart.
Subhanallah.
Let us make an intention that inshallah from today onwards, we will always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. Whether it is in prosperity or adversity, we will always try and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically as well. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, the beautiful mahal environment of Dawat Islami is giving us this kind of thought, and Madani changes have been coming in our society. There were many people who were not following the principles of Sharia. But Alhamdulillah, today by the barakat of Dawat Islami, they have come and have started to follow the Sharia of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They have started to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the bounties which is bestowed upon them. And through this mahal, they have learned regarding how to live their lives. This mahal have made many people great in their society. As it is said, isi mahal ne adna ko ala kar diya. You know, so this mahal has given respect and status to thousands and millions of people around the globe. Associate with this mahal, inshallah azza wa jal, you will learn many lessons like this. There are many things which we need to learn. There are many fara'id which we need to learn. It is a humble request to one and all to please associate in this mahal so that may we learn all the rights which are upon us. We think that it is not our right, but it is our right to learn that thing. It is said, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمِينَ. So we need to learn whatever it is fard upon us. If we are a trader and we don't know what are the rulings and ahkam of trading, then come to this mahal. Inshallah, this mahal will teach you the ruling of each and every step of life. This mahal teaches many people through classes, via internet, social media, associate with them, inshallah, this mahal will teach us how to live our life in accordance to Quran and Hadith. So I request to all the viewers to please participate in the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima of Dawat Islami, as well as to travel in Madani Kafila. And most importantly, we should try and act upon Madani Inamat, as this is a great gift for us. This is a gift via which we can rectify ourselves. Many people have reformed their life through Madani Inamat. So try and fill this Madani Inamat card every day and submit it to the responsible Islamic brothers of your area, of your city. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll see change within ourselves, we'll see a change within our family members, as well as in our society. Ji Mahal Sahab, could you please share more light on this beautiful topic?
As we were discussing that one should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation, every condition of his life. Doesn't matter what losses he is facing or what illness he is affected with. He should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if a person doesn't have anything of this world. At the end, the treasure of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us, we can spend our entire life thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing, but we will not be able to fulfill the right to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing of iman that Allah has granted us. Allama Safavi rahmatullahi ta'ala quotes in Nuzhatul Majalis a story of a blind and disabled person, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was passing by a man who was disabled and he was blind as well. He was disabled and blind, but he was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting me refuge from those difficulties in which he has indulged many from his creation. When the disabled person was thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these wordings, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam heard him and asked him, "O man, what are those difficulties from which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected you and has granted you refuge?" So he replied, "Although I am disabled, I don't have legs and I am blind, but I am far better than those people who does not have the treasure of iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me the treasure of iman and I am being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing that he has granted me. And I am being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing that he has granted me. Even if I have to spend my entire life, every breath of my life, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this treasure of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me, this great blessing that Allah has bestowed upon me. Even if I have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the last breath, I will not be able to fulfill the right of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this great blessing that Allah has bestowed upon me."
Allahu Akbar. That means we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstances.
Yes.
So from this we have also learned...
At times a person does, you know, face losses. At times a person is ill. But he should be patient. And when a person has sabr, when he has patience, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him. And together with patience, he should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will be thankful, if you are grateful, I will increase it for you.
So we have learned from this that we have to always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we have to always be patient in every difficulty which we face.
And this was the situation and this was the character and manner of our pious predecessors. Even if they would face loss or any difficulty, they would remain patient. They would be patient on the destiny which is prescribed for them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the other blessings that Allah has bestowed upon them.
From this silsila, we have also learned that the one who does not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty is also taken from him. That ni'mah
yes.
is also taken away from him. You know, in our society, if we have to analyze, we see many things are being wasted. Those things which are wasted, we don't even regard them as a waste.
The value of that small amount of water that many throw away, the value of the food that is being wasted in our different ceremonies and different programs that take place, can be, you know, understood from those people who do not have a drop of water to drink. There are many countries. We are living in such a modern age, but there are many people, there are millions of people around the world, around the globe, who do not have pure water to drink, who do not have food to eat. There are millions of children around the globe dying out of hunger. The value of that small amount of water and the food that many waste can be known from those people who do not have water to drink, who do not have food to drink, and they are dying out of hunger and thirst.
Undoubtedly, it is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed to eat 3 times a day. We have breakfast on time, we have lunch on time, we have supper on time. And in many houses we have seen that for different times of, they have different kind of menu. Like if they had vegetables in the afternoon, in the evening they will have chicken. If they had eggs in the breakfast, then in the afternoon they will have something like fish. Like they have so much food in their house, they have stored so much of food, yet they don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having that food. You know?
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us so beautifully. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana muslimin. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who fed us. Wa saqana, and who quenched our thirst. Wa ja'alana muslimin, and who has made us Muslims. This is the dua that we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having every meal. This is the dua we should make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after having every meal. And this dua is taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his daily routine after many acts that he would do. After waking up, he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting a new day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after relieving ourselves as well. Because if a person cannot relieve himself after he has eaten, then that is also a great difficulty.
He will fall sick if he does not.
In short, a person should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition, on every step of his life. He should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should ponder over the great blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. He should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on each and every step of his life.
MashaAllah, you have shared a lot of beautiful Madani pearls with our viewers as well. And Alhamdulillah, I would like to advise even our viewers that, oh dear viewers of Madani channel, please thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstances, no matter what the situation is, always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically as well. And wherever we find a food is being wasted, let us try to make sure that that food is not wasted. If we see a crumb of food, rice on our mat, let us pick it up and eat it. There is a lot of barakat in doing so. Let us try and save the water which we have and save many things which are being wasted in our society, in our family, in our community. With these few words, we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah azza wa jal grant us the tawfiq to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every circumstances. And may Allah azza wa jal, through the sadaqah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, make us obedient to him and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. آمين بجاه النبي العمين وصلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties. May Allah grant us the strength and courage to fulfill our duties.